I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. This week marked the second anniversary of the massive earthquake that killed 316,000 people in Port-au-Prince, Haiti. Mission Aviation Fellowship was right in the middle of the carnage. 2 years later, Haiti's program manager David Carwell says the earthquake helped grow the church, unlike any other time in Haiti's history.
Every church I know about has grown. It's more than just attendance. The quality of the churches, I see the discipleship process is advancing. And of course, one of the long-term needs that we've recognized is leadership training. And we're seeing that take place and can help.
Meanwhile, 39 more people were massacred in the Democratic Republic of Congo last week. These deaths, though caused by the Rwandan rebels, just add to the existing trauma from years of war. Nearly all Congolese citizens have been traumatized by the brutality across the nation since the mid-90s. Churches and social agencies have been ill-equipped to respond, but Wycliffe Bible Translators is able to offer counseling with the hope of the gospel. You can learn more at our website. And God's been moving to heal Mozambique after decades of war. It's been 20 years since the fighting ended, but people are still desperate for hope. New Tribes Mission's Mike Henderson says that was especially true of the Munika. In 6 years, the team has built Bible teaching, literacy, and discipleship programs. They've also translated the Gospels and are ready to do a lot more this year.
I think the goal will be to get the book of Romans, at least the key portions of Romans, translated and taught, then Ephesians, and then 1st and 2nd Thessalonians, then on to Revelation, and then go back and do other books.
There's more about what'll keep this moving forward at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address, absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded Mission News coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's MNN, the daily email updates at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.